But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Friends, God has a will for you. God has promises for you, and God has a command for you. That's very interesting. His command is, draw near to me. His command is, come into a relationship with me. But if you're going to become the new person, we've been talking about that, the new you. If you're going to walk as a new person, you must be a person who will receive His command. You have been commanded. And I think a lot of times we're more comfortable with the idea that, hey, I've been changed, you know. I like that kind of news, that God has regenerated my life, or that I have been reconciled, that God wants to live in a friendship relationship with me, but I've been committed to the ministry of reconciliation. I've been empowered by the Holy Spirit, but you've been commanded. You've been commanded to become a person who would live in intimate relationship with God. Not just in a knowledge of who He is, but in a day-to-day, moment-by-moment walk. That's what He wants for you. And even as our teens have testified so well today, not just as a servant, but as a son, as a daughter, as a part of His family. And so, turn with me, if you would, to Galatians chapter 5. I want to look at this today briefly. But this issue of understanding being commanded, when you have a command given, something else automatically takes place. There's a choice. Commands require choices. Will I obey? Or will I disobey? Every command provides you the opportunity to make a choice. And every choice you make in this life gives you a chance to either draw nearer to Him or draw away from Him relationally. He will never draw away from you. But the issue He's talking to us here, He says, walk by the Spirit. He says, walk in relationship with me. He says, I want you responding. I'm with you. The question is, what? Are we with Him? See, He's with you. But you can go all the way through a day and you finish the day and you go, Lord, sorry, kind of missed you today. You know what I'm talking about? You just blitz it. That's not His plan for us. Galatians 5:16 says, but I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit. And the Spirit against the flesh, for these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things you please. You don't automatically walk this life out. It doesn't just automatically flow out of you. There is a choice to be made. And then he goes on, and I'm not going to have time to go into it today, but he goes on to describe, you can tell which life you're living. The deeds of the flesh are... And he puts those characteristics. And so when those things are showing up in your life, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, you're walking in flesh. And when love, joy, peace, and patience show up, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, you're walking in the Spirit. He says, that's the characteristics. And he goes on to that 25th verse and says, if we live by the Spirit, then let us walk by the Spirit. Now, when he says if, he's not proposing that that's, I wonder if this is really so. What he's really saying is, since life comes to us by the Spirit, and we covered that already with changed, right? We saw that He makes us alive by the Spirit. When you have been made alive by the Spirit, he says, then walk it out. If that's where life comes from, then live by that life source. And so every believer is commanded to walk by the Spirit. Friends, this is not just something for those who are super saints, because there are no super saints. There's just saints with a super God. Amen? You got a super God, and people who seem to be maybe ahead of you or beyond you are just walking perhaps a little closer. It's not because they're somebody different. It's because they're seeing more of who He is and are resting in that. It is not them. Don't you ever confuse the inside treasure with the jar. Remember, we talked about that last week? All right? That you are an earthen vessel, that the treasure is on the inside. Don't confuse the fact you say, wow, there's all sorts of treasure coming out of that person's life. They must really be an amazing jar. No, they're just a jar. But they're allowing the life inside to flow out. And that's what we want to talk about today, because I find a lot of believers are working very hard at something God wants them to be walking at, not working at. He wants you walking it out. Walking it out. Commands provide a choice, and he says, walk. Now, whether it's a teacher that gives you a command, whether it's a mother or father that gives you a command, every time those happen, there's a choice to be made. What I want you thinking about is how are you making your choices? How are you living this out? Because walking by the Spirit, okay, is a relational response to a person. Sometimes when I hear people talk about the Spirit, it's like somehow he's a cup of energy drink. That, you know, if I can just drink this, then I've got this great thing going to happen. Or if I could just plug in, then I'll have the power supply. And I've even used those kind of illustrations. But I want you to see today, when he says walk by the Spirit, he's saying two ways you can look at that walk by. Walk by the power of the Spirit of God. But what about the other thought? Walk by side of the Spirit of God. Because when you think about the life of Jesus Christ, he gave his disciples one basic command. Once they had believed, that was the first, you know, believe on me. Once they had believed, what was the next response? Follow. What does follow mean? Stay in relationship with me. Submit yourself to me. Walk next to me. And now here, Christ comes to us in the Spirit. Remember, he said he wouldn't leave us as orphans. He says, I will come to you. He comes to us in his Spirit. And he says what? Walk by me. It's an interesting thought to think about, that God wants you walking by him. See, that's totally foreign to the lies you believe in your head. You say, because I did this and I did that, or I thought this or I thought that, God doesn't want to walk with me. That is a lie. God wants you to walk with him. In fact, what? He commands you to walk with him. He says, this is so important. He says, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to make it an option. I'm going to make it a requirement. You choose to walk with me. And he says what? This is an incredible promise. And you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. He said, if you walk with me, you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Now friends, because you've had an experience that seems to contradict that, do not deny the inerrancy of the Word of God. That is the truth. And if you have walked in the flesh when you thought you were walking in the Spirit, don't say then the promise isn't true. Say, I wasn't doing what I thought I was doing. Did anybody hear me on that? You know what I'm talking about? Let's not change the Word of God to our experience. Let's submit our experience to the Word of God. It says, if I walk by the Spirit, I will not carry out the desire of the flesh. What does that mean? Let me translate it really simply. You can do everything God tells you to do by the power of the Spirit. You lack nothing to walk in relationship with him, except to believe it. You lack nothing. Wouldn't it be foolish and rude of God to say, do this, do this, do this, and not give you what you need to do it, and to sit up there in heaven and go, gee, how come you guys can't get it done? That God has given you everything you need for life and godliness in the Spirit of Christ. Inside of you, he says, now walk that life out. It's a choice to step forward based on the revelation. That's why we encourage you what? To read your Bible. Because you, when you hear what he says, then you need to take a step. You know, walking is not that complex. Till you injure yourself, and I look around at a few of you, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, what seemed to be very simple before now hinders you. Friends, when you injure yourself in the Spirit, when you choose to walk out of God's will, you throw your back out, in the Spirit, then all of a sudden walking isn't as easy, and you need to get what? Lined back up again, isn't that right? With God, and allow Him to walk through you. You can make a choice. And so we tell you, read your Bibles every day. Why? There is nothing that magical that happens because you read a Bible. But that when you read a Bible, that you would know that that word is speaking to you and that you would respond to the one who speaks so you would take a step. You'd say, hey, he said to me, do this. I was reading in the Word this morning and it said, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. So I went the other way. Right? No. He said something. Now when he speaks, I've got a choice to respond. And so there's a step that you take. Every time you read your Bible, you should take a step. And many times you can take several. I like to journal and actually write down some of the things he said to me from the Word and say, here's the steps he told me to take today. Friends, God wants you to take steps. But they're steps of faith. He desires that you would learn to live by His power. Now understand this. We take steps based on what? How do I take steps? Based on sight, right? We've got muscles and things, but I'm looking at where I'm going. Okay? But God tells us to walk how? By faith. Not by sight. I've got somebody that's going to be learning how to follow commands pretty soon. I'm going to give him a little experiment here this morning. Okay, I'd like you to follow my voice, Josh. Just walk with me. I'd like you to come this direction. And then I have a couple of assistants that I'd like to have help me with this other project. Okay, you're going to take a step up right here. See, now see, you can take more than God asks you to take if you want, see? God gives you the freedom to do that. Let's take another step. All right? Now let's walk this direction towards me. All right? So can you see where you're going yet, Josh?
No.
All right. Well, I'd like you to turn around and stay towards my voice. Now, just stand still for a moment. Now, I want you to give directions. I want you to follow directions that I give because God desires that you would submit yourself to Him. All right? Okay, I want you to begin walking towards my voice. Slowly. Now, stop. Now, I want you to humble yourself. I want you to bend down. Slowly. Slowly. Now come forward. Now you may stand up. Did he do good at that? All right. Now do you know why you had to do that?
There was a log in my way.
No, is there a log in your way? Now how did you know there was a log in your way?
He somewhat felt it.
Isn't that interesting? There's times when you can perceive something, you cannot be sure what it is, but God says, follow what? My voice. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you read the Word of God, you're getting a direction from the voice of God. You may not be able to see what God sees. Why? Because God can see what you can't see. And so when He tells you to do something, you do what God tells you to do. Thank you guys very much. You can lay that down there. All right. Does that make sense? So God desires that you would live life according to His will, but also that you would live life by His power. Okay, he said, walk by my Spirit and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. In Romans 6, it talks about we were baptized into Christ. And we were buried with Him through baptism into death in order that we might be raised with Him. We might walk, what? In newness of life, according to the power of the resurrection life of Christ. That's the life He puts inside of you. He says, live by that power. But we're used to living by sight. And so, when you see God tell you something, you go, I don't see it, God. That doesn't make logical sense. And so, we'll make a choice based on sight rather than based on faith. And we have to walk it out by faith and say, I'm going to submit to His power. Understand this. You cannot live God's life, God's way, apart from God's power. All you're going to be is tired, frustrated, and usually angry. Because you're trying and failing and then complaining, right? He wants you to be trusting. It's a choice to trust. In Ephesians 6:10, read this with me. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Be strong how? And how? Strength of His might. The strength of His might. So many Christians, when I talk to them, they're trying to be stronger. Now, by the Spirit, think this through with me. God is not asking you to be stronger. Your flesh will always be weak and flesh. That's all flesh can be. Weak and flesh. Strong in desire, weak in obedience, right? So you're not going to make your flesh stronger. If you make your flesh stronger, you've got a problem, remember? The flesh, that's a desire against the Spirit. You don't want your flesh to be stronger. What you need to do is depend upon His greater strength. And in situations that you're wrestling with right now, I want to invite you to do this. Quit saying, okay, I'm going to try harder. Say, I'm going to trust deeper. And begin saying, Lord, how do you want me to do this? As opposed to, I can do this on my own. So we turn to trust Him. Listen, quit trying to look strong. And trust Him who is strong. And you will walk in victory. He says you'll not carry out the desire of the flesh. So what does it mean? You watch as Josh responded to my voice. He had to agree with me. At any point, he could have chose to go someplace else, couldn't he? He could have chose to turn away. All right, so let me give you just a few summarizing tips here about this idea. You can only walk with God by saying yes to God. We use a lot of different terms. We talk about submitting to God and yielding to God and following God. But friends, it comes down to this. When God says something, the answer is yes. And if you want to be more respectful, the answer is yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, Spirit. I will do whatever you tell me to do. Because when someone followed Jesus, isn't that what they had to do? Wherever He went, they had to say, yes, Lord. Okay, we'll do that. And Jesus put His disciples through different settings to teach them what it means to walk by faith. But you can defeat the flesh's desires if you'll say yes, Lord. See, because when I yield to flesh, who am I saying yes to? Yes to me. My stomach growls and I say, yes. Isn't that right? Okay? Well, your stomach is part of your flesh. Go ahead, say that. Flesh. Some of you aren't with me. Flesh. We can let your flesh control us. Isn't that right? That's one of the reasons I encourage people to fast and pray. You put your spirit over your flesh. And you say, flesh, you'll do whatever my spirit says. And I'll tell you what, I have never had a day when I fasted that my body said, thank you. It has never done that. I've done it, and it knows I'm going to be fasting. It knows the choices I'm going to be making, and it will never say, good idea, James. It just doesn't. It's what? It wrestles against the Spirit. All right? You have a choice every moment of every day to say yes. I want you to look at your day and begin thinking about how many times you said no. Because unless you begin to see what's actually going on each day, when you choose an attitude, when He said rejoice always, you choose an attitude, you said no to Him. You didn't say thank you. You said, I don't like it. And we begin to lose a response. So what are you saying to God? And remember, what is God saying to you? That's why we get into the Word. And go in and say, what is He saying to me? I need to make a step. But now, once you've heard it and you said yes, talk is cheap, right? We need to walk. That's what this passage commands us. So not only do you need to say yes to God, but you will only walk with God when you step out and follow Him. To walk means to move. And friends, we understand that. Many of you are walkers, you know. Many of you got a walking partner. By the way, I encourage that in the Spirit as well. Have a walking partner in the Spirit that you're talking about how you're walking. How's your walk going? Have somebody that knows where you are that's doing the journey with you. And you can do that no matter what age you are. You can make that choice to say, I'm going to have a walking partner. I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to step out and follow. God's will reveals, God's word reveals God's will, so believers will what? Walk God's way. That's his plan. All right. So what's he saying? Are you listening? I told you this morning, hey, I said, hey, he said draw near. So I made a choice to draw near. Listen. Choices go beyond what may be logical. They go beyond your circumstances. God's revealed his will about circumstances, the attitudes and the actions that we're to have. And that's one of the reasons I encourage you not only to read your Bible, but what? To memorize it. Because what I have told you again and again, that oftentimes when I most need my Bible is not when it's open. It's when it's not in my hand. I'm doing something else. And you're working on that car. And all of a sudden, you know, those choice words that come to you when that wrench comes off of, you know, that nut. And you're thinking, praise the Lord? Probably not the first thought. We can make that kind of choice, though. But every day it's a choice of how you're going to handle your circumstances. James and John, followers of Jesus Christ, were they close? Yeah, they were close to Christ. All right. They're going through a town on the way to Jerusalem shortly before Jesus' crucifixion. They come into town. They say, hey, we'd like to spend the night. The Samaritans say, what? Take a hike. We don't want no Jews who are going to Jerusalem staying in our town. Now, being nice, calm Jewish men, they thought that through and said, Jesus, would you like us to call down fire from heaven and toast the place? Read your Bible. That's in there. That's exactly what they said. They were walking with Jesus and said, let's burn it to the ground. And what did Jesus say? You don't know the spirit that you're dealing with. You're not walking in the spirit. You're missing the point. Here they were walking with Jesus and they were missing the point. They didn't have the attitude about the circumstance that Jesus wanted them to have. And God will put you in those places. Why? To expose your flesh and cause you to depend upon him. But he's not trying to strengthen your flesh. He's trying to strengthen your faith, not your flesh. Think about another situation. Jesus had just fed 5,000 people and he sent his disciples into the boat, right? Did Jesus know what was going to happen on the lake they're going to sail across? I think he did. And Jesus, did he get in the boat with them? Uh-uh. He went back up on the mountain and prayed. He left them alone. Why? To grow their faith. There's times when you'll seem like you're alone with God and he is developing your faith. I'm here to tell you, he's always watching you. And you'll see that in Jesus' life. You can look this story up in Matthew 17. I'm not going there today. But listen. They're out there in the middle of this lake. The waves are coming over the top of the boat. They're rowing along, and somebody in the back looks back and says, don't mean to bother you guys or anything, but there's a ghost that's gaining on us. Yeah, that's what they thought. They thought that there was a ghost coming on them, and they were in a panic. And they get close enough, and Jesus says, it's me. It is I. And then I love Peter. I love Peter. What does Peter say? Now, I don't think he thought this too far through, but you know, you don't even have, you can be an impetuous person and God can use you, okay? Can you be encouraged by that, some of you folks? Alright? You can be quick to speak and God can still use you. That's me. Alright? What did he say? He said, if it's you, Lord, command me to come to you on the water. Now, go ahead. Think that thought through for just a minute. Think about what Peter did right there. He's a follower of Jesus Christ. He expressed his limited understanding. He said, if it's you, okay, he's pretty sure it was, but just in case I got this wrong, you tell me to come. He invited what? Jesus to direct him. Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing every day? Saying, Lord, you direct me. And then what did he do? He did what Jesus commanded. God, in response to his invitation, commanded him to come. Remember I talked about this last week? If you're blind, if you're not getting it, if you're not seeing what you think God's trying to show you, tell him, I want to receive my sight. You ask him to make you see. And he says, Lord, if it's you, you command me to come. Jesus says, go ahead and come. Now right there, did Peter face a choice? Yeah. Leave a perfectly good boat to go walking on a stormy wave. That is what? Illogical. That would be, hey, go ahead, try it. Wouldn't that be foolish? Doesn't that seem ridiculous? Can you imagine what the other 11 guys were thinking in the boat? You are so dumb, Peter. How come you keep opening your mouth like that? Peter is the only one on this planet that was born here alone that walked on water. Because he did what Jesus told him to do. Now, how did he walk on water? You know what? He kept his eyes on Christ. How do I know he had his eyes on Christ? Because it tells us when he took his eyes off. And all right? It tells us, he says, he noticed, this is pretty interesting, he's out on the waves, he's walking across water towards Jesus Christ, and it says, and he noticed the wind and the waves. Good clue. No, what's that mean? Is he began looking at the wind and the wave around him, and he was thinking about his what? His circumstances, not his Savior. And he got wet. And I'm here to tell you, when you begin walking by faith, you will get wet if you get out of the boat. But you know what? He still walked on water. There was no shame given to Peter. He says, why did you doubt? And what happens when he fell? And remember this, friends, when you fall, there's one basic, simple prayer to pray. What is it? Lord, save me. That's it. You don't have to give him a long explanation. You know, I'm getting very wet here. The Galilee is deep. Lord, save me. Wherever you're at right now, maybe you're in a spot, you thought you were stepping forward by faith, you've fallen flat on your face, you're feeling very wet, I'm here to just tell him, Lord, save me. Walking by the Spirit is a choice. If you call on Jesus Christ, you will be saved. That's his promise. You call on him, you'll be saved. At any point, at any time. Have you in your past? If you haven't, then I'm going to tell you, I'm going to invite you to do that in your present. You would call on the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, please save me. I know you. I've been walking with you. I've been talking with you. But I need you to save me. That's a choice that we can make. Friends, you're going to only walk with God if you'll step out and follow him. Now listen, you can look at your circumstances, or you can look at your Savior. But that's a choice, and you make it every day. When you believe what God has promised, walk by the Spirit, you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. You obey what God has commanded. When you believe what he promises, you'll obey what he commands. You step forward, you wait for God to give you the attitude. Sometimes people tell me, well, I don't feel like it. I don't think Jesus felt like getting up on a cross. In fact, the Bible tells us he didn't. But he did what his Father commanded him. And we experience salvation because of it. Friends, step out and follow. Don't just pray about it. Obey. Okay. As Christians, we like to listen to the Word of God. Amen? What does God like you to do with it? Apply it. Do it. Obey it. All right. We understand when you eat and don't exercise, you get what? You guys said it, not me. All right. So now you brought up the word, okay? So you get fat. That's a physical principle. Friends, it is a spiritual principle as well. If you do nothing, sit here and eat, you don't do anything with what you've been taught. You don't do anything with what you read. You're going to become spiritually obese. I'm here to tell you, get off your big behind and obey your big Savior. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We need to get up and go after it. That's what he tells you. You step out and let God do something in your life. Walk by the Spirit. You will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Because the flesh sets its desire, I'm in verse 17 here, against the Spirit. And the Spirit against the flesh. Understand this, it's not just a one-way battle. The Spirit is more than happy to deal with your flesh if you begin talking to him about it. The Bible says that we can put to death the deeds of the Spirit the deeds of the flesh by the Spirit in Romans chapter 8. Friends, last thought here. You can choose to hinder the Spirit's work in your life. Now, I don't like bringing that up, but I want to explain that because there's people who are here saying, well okay, I'm always doing that. No, the Bible says you can choose to hinder. He says, there's a flesh that's inside of you that's opposing you, and you got to decide who you're going to listen to. The Spirit of God, the Word of God, or your flesh and your feelings. He says, walk by the Spirit, you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Over in 1 Thessalonians 5, I'm not going to be there long, but you can turn there if you like. He says that we are to pray without what? Why do you think God tells us that? Because we need it. We need that kind of a connection. He says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And the very next phrase is what? Well, it's interesting how we memorize certain portions of Scripture and don't learn the rest. Do not quench the Spirit. Right after he says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, he says, don't quench the Spirit. And he says, don't reject prophetic utterance. Don't reject God's plan. You and I can quench the work of the Spirit of God. You can say no to God. You can put a kink in the hose. All right? There's a flow of life flowing through you. You can kink those. You can say no to God. And at that point, when you refuse to give thanks, you have just shut down the flow of the Spirit in your life. You've quenched the work that He's doing. Do you understand with me? Somebody say you do. I do? I do. You get that? All right. You can quench that. So what did He say? He says, pray without ceasing. What I want to invite you to do is walk by the Spirit. That's what we're talking about. That you would pray without ceasing. You remember last year we talked about this idea of pursuing Christ 60-60? I want to talk to you about that idea because 60 days from now, we'll be celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I want to invite you to start on a new and a fresh journey with Christ. That you would seek to walk with Him every hour of every day. Not just a Sunday. This is not a Sunday thing. And the idea of walk in the Spirit, that you would connect with Him every hour, that every hour you'd represent yourself to Christ and say, I am here to obey you. I'm going to give you thanks. I'm going to do what you said. You can set your watch, do a little alarm thing that'll just ring and bring you back. But what I'm saying is if you're going to walk by the Spirit, you need to open yourself up to a continuous conversation with God and use the watch or a little timer to remind you to reconnect. Father, I want to give this hour back to you. You might be surprised when that little beeper goes off, you know. And, oh, shouldn't have been saying that. You know, so somebody's got to say, Lord, I've been out. I want to get back in. You know what I mean? Have a continuous conversation. Express your thankfulness. Welcome Him as your Lord. Present yourself to follow. Simple question. Here it is. What step do you want me to take? If you'll ask Him every hour, what step do you want me to take this hour? He can lead you. He will guide you. You think back over your verse. It says what? Walk by the Spirit. So if I'm going to walk by the Spirit, I can ask Him a simple question. What step do you want me to take? You take that. You let Him do that. Let me illustrate how this works. All right? You're receiving God's guidance from the Word. All right? You're spending time in the Word. And then you have to walk this out relationally, friends. So I'm walking to work. Many of you know, only about a half mile away. I'm walking to work. One of the things that I love to do when I'm walking to work is to pray. Talking to God about it. And I'm what? Representing myself to Christ. Saying, here I am. I'm available to you. And if you got any appointments between here and the office, just make it obvious. You know? And it is so fun to make yourself available. Walking in the Spirit is the most exciting thing you'll ever do. And so I'm walking up here just this last week. I'm walking up here. And I'm almost to the stop sign here at the corner. And one of my neighbors comes across. And so I give him a wave. He gives me a wave. Hey, how you doing? Okay, fine. And I just ask him a little question. How you doing with training that pup? Oh, pretty good. And as soon as he says that little pup sees me 100 yards away. just comes ripping it out. He's hollering, yelling for his pup to come back, and that pup just goes, poof, on my legs, jumping all over me. He's standing over there. Guess what? I've got a divine appointment in my hands right now. So I just stand there. He waits. He comes over, picks up his dog, begins to share his heart, asks me some questions about the church. I'm able to share some truth with him, talk about his health, pray with him. I'm on my way. I call that walking in the Spirit. You just let him direct you. All right? I talked to him actually about the sermon last week, about the idea that we're just a vessel and God wants to put treasure inside of us. I talked to him about the peaches. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. This is kind of different, but I just walk it out with him. I went home, and the thought came to mind is, you need to go give him a jar of peaches. Okay. We got quite a few, so that's all right. You know, my logic kicks in. I can do that. So I go over to give him a jar of peaches. What happens? He doesn't break down and cry and sob and claim to know Christ. No, he wasn't even there. Okay? I just left a jar of peaches on his step, and I'm letting God do the work. Do you understand what I'm saying? You just do what God tells you to do. You don't have to see it. You don't have to know what's going to happen. But you say, James, how do you know that was God? I say, God tells me to love my neighbor. And if I come up with a creative way to love my neighbor, I'm supposed to do it. You just step out and let God love your neighbor through you. Friends, you can only walk with God if you say yes to God. You only walk with God when you step out and follow him. But you can choose to hinder him. You can quench him, or you can also grieve him. In Ephesians 4, he says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed. And what's the next thing he says? Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, slander be put away from you along with all malice. And be tenderhearted, what? Forgiving each other just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. You know, the message of our gospel is what? Forgiveness. That forgiveness is available. And if you and I refuse to forgive, we grieve the Spirit of God. When you and I hang on to somebody else's sin that Jesus Christ said, I paid for, I died for, let go of that so I can flow through you, so your anger can be put aside. And I say, no, he says the Spirit of God grieves. Are you making God grieve? Don't make God grieve. He wants to flow through your life. You're a reconciled ambassador. You're here to tell people that God made friends with you so you can make friends for God. He's not counting their trespasses against them. Don't you. If he paid for it, why are you charging him? It is time to let it go. When is it going to be enough? I'm just talking to some of you here. You got somebody you are really ticked off at. Some of you been holding on to something for a long time, and you keep asking God, would you please flow in my life? And he's saying, would you please obey me and forgive? Don't expect to see God's blessing if you're rejecting the blessing. The greatest blessing you will ever give yourself or anybody else is forgiveness. Go ahead and give it, because he already paid for it. And he'll flow through your life. God wants to forgive you if you'll forsake your sin. You'll come back to him and say, Lord, save me. Friends, walking by the Spirit is choosing to respond to God with faith in every circumstance of every day. Are you saying yes to God? Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you have given us such an incredible promise that we can break the hold of the flesh on us. And I want to ask right now that you would be encouraging each person here, that wherever that flesh has a hold of them, they'd say, Jesus, go ahead and tell him right now with me, Jesus, I want that broken. I want that removed. I want to walk by the Spirit. I don't want to walk in the flesh anymore. I want to walk by the Spirit. I will follow you. I will walk with you. Lord, I ask that you would revive us to an hour by hour, even a moment by moment, minute by minute walk Not that we'd be robots, but that we would be sensitive to how you want your love flowing through us, and that we would choose through our personality to express your character. Thank you for what you want to do right now. And I pray right here, right now, that you break through. Break through, Father, that we would not hold out, that we would become forgivers, that we would become those who give thanks in all things, and that we'd walk with you. Right now, if you're here and you've never given your life to Christ, today is the day. All you have to say, from the depth of your heart, Lord, I'm a sinner. You please come and save me. If you want to do that this morning, when we begin to sing this next song, I'm going to invite you to come. Just give your life over to Him. Quit fighting. Start walking. Father, thank you for what you're doing. I'm trusting you to bear fruit through your word. Amen.